What are the key data sets in the low-grade lymphomas, you know, making that point?
So the key data sets, the two largest data sets, are the HOVON trial. It was also a 2x2 randomization looking at CHOP versus R-CHOP and then a second randomization for maintenance versus no maintenance. That first randomization was stopped because of superiority of the rituximab and CHOP arm. And that was presented at ASH. And that demonstrated that the patients who received rituximab and CHOP as induction also received an improvement in progression-free survival from the maintenance rituximab. The second data set was also a 2x2 randomized trial. It started out comparing FCM to FCMR. This is a German study, a study from the German low-grade lymphoma study group. And again, the first randomization was stopped because of clear superiority of adding rituximab to the chemotherapy. But again, there, the second randomization, even in the group of patients restricted to those who got rituximab and fludarabine, cyclophosphamide, and mitoxantrone induction, so with rituximab in the induction, had a very significant improvement in progression-free survival. And the overall survival is at 0.08, not quite there, but certainly suggesting a trend in the right direction. So in the low-grade lymphoma, particularly in follicular lymphomas, I think we have a somewhat different answer. And I think in that situation, the answer is maintenance can certainly delay the time to the next treatment, but may in fact have an impact on overall survival. You know, any indolent lymphoma study needs long follow-up, and we need adequate follow-up to really see all the events. So when you start to see survival advantages trend relatively early in a follicular lymphoma trial, your interest perks up, because if it's going to happen early, it's probably going to hold up as time goes on.